The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethics upon which this nation was founded
shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. We are live out of Costa Mesa, California. KBRT, Costa Mesa, California. I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out to you. Thank you very much for having us. Folks, what you have with you yours today is actually, do you want me to introduce you, Jake?
Sure.
All right, you got Bradley Dean, that would be me, and Jake McMillan would be moi. The guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we totally want to high-five everybody out there that's liking the Facebook. As you know, we've been on GCN for a year and a half now, so we're still babies here. We've been on radio for 13 years. We used to be on Salem Communications nationwide, and now we're on GCN. And so anyways, in saying that, if you'd like, again, to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines today are inaccessible. And folks, we just wanted to let you know, if you're a first-time listener, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And we'll get to the other guy in just a couple minutes. But before we do that, over the last week, being in California, I've done two tea parties. We did San Diego Tea Party, and then we did another tea party, which was kind of a businessmen's meeting. Go ahead, Jake.
Businessmen's Fellowship, BMF. It's a national organization, and they are wanting to know, what is it that the Sons of Liberty that's doing that is so effective offensively for Christianity and Christian
Well, we're
values?
Turning talk radio into do radio, folks. We're not of the word, deceiving ourselves by not doing
right.
And acting upon the faith that God has bestowed upon us. If you want to preserve your country, then fight for the freedoms and the rights that God has given you, and that's how you're going to sustain this country.
Don't
it was said that cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards are not going to preserve this republic. So therefore, we have to stand up and fight the good fight, especially with what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. today. But before we get to any of that other stuff, I wanted to highlight the fact that we've been doing radio interviews all across the country. And we got called up just last week by two, let me say it this way, for a nice way of saying it, liberal wacks. And let me tell you, friends, liberal wacks are just exactly what they are. Got called up was a guy in Washington, D.C. the other day wanted to talk about enemies to God, enemy to America. And what happened is before I got on the radio program, I'll listen to the speaker just so I know what I'm up against or what I'm dealing with, if it's going to be contentious, is he a friend of the cause, is he misinformed, do I need to get my facts straight, which usually never happens that way because I usually have everything right in front of me.
Otherwise you wouldn't say it.
That's right. Facts are stubborn things. And I have history and the law on my side, friends. So anyways, in saying all that, friends, to say this, he gets me on the radio. 5 minutes before I'm on the radio program, he goes after my article. And he quotes all these revised versions of what our forefathers established. And then I said to him, I said, are you going to at any point let me go ahead and answer some of these questions? I said, because when you're talking about Thomas Jefferson, you say that he's, you know, he has nothing to do with Christianity. Yet when we look at the history of Thomas Jefferson, we can see that he worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of Christianity. We also understand what Jefferson, and at Jefferson's request, his headstone read, author, the Statute of Virginia for, listen carefully, religious freedom under the umbrella of Christianity, friends, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth. It's not Muslims, Buddha, Hare Krishna. No, that's not what we are. That's not who we are. That's not common law, which is founded in the Mosaic Institution. Then I went on telling this guy, you know, if Jefferson also helped found the Virginia Bible Society, and I know that's really got to hurt you guys, and I was a substantial financial contributor to the Christian cause in America. And he had a long history of working with missionaries and specifically bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And to that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. And by the way, that was a shortened work titled by Jefferson as The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible, the way that this liberal whack job wanted it to make out to be. And also keep in mind, friends, that Thomas Jefferson is also said, also the one that stated and coined lines between church and state. And when he said that in 1802, he was barring the government from what they're doing today. And then I interjected with this atheist lunatic is really what he was, because facts, again, are stubborn things. I said to him, I said, sir, I could transport you to the sun and you still wouldn't see it. Then I started to talk about the foundations of our country. I started talking about how, speaking of Thomas Jefferson again, that he was the president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools and high schools in Washington, D.C. And I said the two books that were made mandatory were the Bible and Watts hymnals. Then I brought him to Washington, D.C. I said, well, let's go to Washington for a minute, because when you look at the Washington Monument, you look at the top of the monument, it says, praise be to God. And Bible verses on the stones all the way up to the very tip of the Washington Monument. And then I said, what about Moses and the Ten Commandments? You know, on the Statue of Liberty, and you see Moses in the civil buildings all across the country, and every preamble starts out with acknowledging God Almighty. And then I started to talk about the Declaration of Independence, you know, where we derive our rights that were bestowed upon us by our Creator, and how they appeal to the supreme judge of the earth or the world. And then it also talks about the laws of nature and nature's God. And then I started to talk about that book that was in the hand of Lady Liberty, I'm sorry, in New York. The Declaration of Independence and how it acknowledges God three times, and he didn't want to hear any of that.
Where
so what he kept doing, friends,
facts?
Is he kept turning me down over and over and over again. So what I'm trying to say in a nutshell, friends, they don't want to hear the truth. They're at war with who you are. And keep in mind what Karl Marx said, communism begins where atheism begins.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Jennifer. You had two gentlemen and a lady that were at the Road Ranger in Love Park, Illinois, and I told them a story and was hoping they'd pray. I would like those people to know, thank you so much for praying for my little girl. She came out of her coma. They don't know how much brain damage that she has, but she's speaking, and I want to thank them so much for praying.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We are broadcasting live from Costa Mesa, California today. And I'm talking about the interview that I did with some liberal whack job out in Washington, D.C. this week. And what he did before I got on the radio is he just attacked my article. He brought up revised versions, manipulated versions, fabricated and contrived versions of what our forefathers stated during the foundation of our country. And then when I began to offer my answers, he kept turning me down, friends, because he didn't want the people to see that what I was telling him was the truth. But the people, if he has anybody listening to him in the first place, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I went on his radio program and I just wanted to, hey, listen, if there's people out there that don't understand, let me bring you to understand.
It's about truth.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
And if that's the case and they heard what I had to say, well, guess what? They're not going to listen to this guy anymore.
That's right.
So what I did is I started telling him, let me answer the question. So I took him to the Washington Monument, and on the aluminum tip of the capstone in the Latin phrase Laus Deo, which means praise be to God, the Washington Monument, friends. Along the stairway to that height are 109 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments. The blocks resound with quotations from Scripture on the Washington Monument, friends. Holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28. Search the Scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7. And such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefits. You know what the guy says to me? You know what he says to me? Where are you getting your information from? It's like, dude. And friends, what
it's
I told
granite.
You. Yes, I said during the first segment, friends, I said to him live on his program, I could transport people like you to the sun and you still wouldn't see it.
That's right.
It's incredible. So what I did is I started giving him some more facts. During the foundation of our country, there was no king but King Jesus. Those were the flags that were flying. Appeal to heaven were the flags that were flying.
Yep.
25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. The least religious signer, my friends, in America was Thomas Paine. He was over in France rebuking the scientists for not acknowledging God as the creator for what the French were taking credit for. Science, my friends, is the study of creation. but the scientists don't like God.
No.
And that's ridiculous.
How do you do that?
Then I went on, speaking of the liberal wax radio show or television program, whatever it might be, it matters not. I asked them, what about In God We Trust on our money? Or how about In God We Trust in the Senate chambers in downtown Washington, D.C.? I mean, talking about straining at a gnat and swallowing a stinking large camel.
Still choking on it, I think.
What about the Liberty Bell, Jake? I mean, how do you think he felt about that? Is this why he only gave me less than three little segments to even answer, and then he kept turning me down and talking over me? What about the Liberty Bell? Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants, friends.
Throughout the land.
He didn't want to hear about that. What about enlightening the world? Lady Liberty in New York, you know, those broken chains at her feet,
right,
and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, friends, it's right under their face. So I came up with the conclusion that it's quite obvious that these people are at war with America, friends. And when I say enemy to God, enemy to America, that's exactly what these people are, because they don't care about the history, friends. They're not there. They're not there to debate. They're not there with an open mind. They're there to attack and ignore the facts. So when you hear of atheists, by the way, just give me a little time here, and give you a quote by Benjamin Franklin. He wrote, during the foundations of our country, serious religion under its various denominations, Christian umbrella again, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there.
You couldn't hold public office if you were an atheist.
No, you couldn't.
You had to say, make a statement that I believe in the Bible, that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and believe in the Trinity of God. That means the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You couldn't even hold a state office unless you acknowledged those things. In our country, we understand where our rights come in. That's why it shows you that mentally sick people like
this. They are.
And they're willfully sick.
Yes.
Because like you said, you transport them to the sun, they'd close their eyes and say, la, 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 I don't see anything.
That's
exactly
what they do. Because they're not interested in facts.
And that because of that, these people, undealt with, will destroy your country, will destroy your life, will destroy your liberties, and they're doing it right now.
Yeah, this is who America is running
from.
Right.
And
that amazes me. Again, that is the great wonder of the age. Let me go over to Alexis de Tocqueville. He was a French historian. Remember what Thomas Jefferson, again, speaking of this liberal whack, who was misquoting, taking out of context, quotes from our forefathers, and contrived quotes, might I add, my friends. Thomas Jefferson said of the European form of government and the American version of government and form of government, he said the difference between European, French, the French version of government and American version was the difference between heaven and hell.
That's right.
So this French historian, Alexis de Tocqueville, came to America and he wanted to find out where the greatness of America was found. And I want you to listen carefully. This was a French historian that told the truth, by the way.
Yes, he did.
He said, I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors, her ample rivers, and it was not there.
That's right.
He said, I sought for it in the fertile fields and the boundless prairies, and he said, it wasn't there. I sought in her rich mines and vast world commerce, and it was not there, he said. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and
hallelujah
power.
Hallelujah.
Did you listen to what I said, friends? It was the black regiment, it was the preachers of the day that broke the way open for America to be established. Don't ever forget that, my friends. So when you hear people talk about and cap on the history of who we are, they don't want to talk about the history of who we are, friends. They have not a care of their history. They want to enjoy the liberty without actually maintaining it through restraint as unto obedience unto God, because they hate God and they are at war with God. And that is the bottom line.
And because they're at war with God, they're at war with you, folks. Bradley just wrote an awesome commentary. It was on WorldNet Daily, his latest column. We released it. You can go to WND.com. You can see the little finger print picture of Bradley on there. Read this. It's called Are We As Asleep as the Germans of the 30s? It's taking the same mindset and the same mentality that these atheists, these secularists,
who else would do it?
Call themselves rationalists. You are under attack by them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you believe it or not, they're not just misled. They're not just confused public librarians.
Let me stop for a second. Let me be facetious but serious. The undertone is facetious, but on top of it, I'm dead serious about what I'm telling you. How about all of you football?
Yeah.
fans,
yeah,
and all you hockey fans and all you basketball fans and whatever other sport you entertain yourselves with, how about we all come together and go to Arlington Cemetery into the cross of Jesus Christ and look at the price paid for what we have been given. We are called the light of the world for a purpose, my friends. We have been given a gift called freedom, and we need to maintain the freedoms that many fought, bled, and died to give us.
Yeah.
And if we can come together and do that, it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
For the complaints, the magnifying of the crimes by this administration towards you, the people, the desecrating of the memories of hundreds of thousands of men and women who laid it down for our freedoms on the altar of sacrifice for me and you, it'll be all over.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anything to complain about in a week, friends, if we just come together. Because what it's going to take to win today is us coming together and sticking together. If we want to go out there, and I am sometimes so ashamed of what I hear the conservatives, the patriots, and the professed Christians talking about out there. I'm almost to the point of embarrassed for what they talk about. They magnify the problems day in and day out. What about what happens when you actually mean what you say and you put feet to your prayers? What happens when you actually stand up and deal with corruption? It's eradicated, friends.
Right.
I mean, the worst thing that can happen is you would lose your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Jesus said he who tries to save his life is going to lose his life, but he who loses his life for my sake is going to find it. And you've not found anything to live for until you first found something to die for.
That's right.
And America is worth dying for. What did that school teacher say back during the revolution, Jake?
Oh, yeah. He said he was being hung as a traitor, as a spy. He's actually the father of espionage here in this country for the right reasons. Samuel Hale. And they asked him, do you have any last words on the gallows? He said, yes.
From the British.
I only wish I had more than one life to give for my country.
Wow.
A school teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just a little person. You're a little person that can do huge things.
And we're still talking about him 237 years. Patrick Henry rightly said, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, listen carefully, not by the religious hypocrites of the day, friends, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the very reason peoples of faith have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Sons of Liberty, Mr. Patrick Henry.
That's how we began, folks, and that's how we will continue.
Did you want me to tell you what George Washington said, too?
I love it.
Oh, this one's a kick in the pants. It really, truly is. He said, in 1789, the propitious smiles of heaven can never be exposed on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained.
Who did they?
Isn't he also the guy that said the world cannot rightly be governed without God and the Bible? The first president? Come on! Where are you getting your information from? Go check it out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to be my friend, go to Facebook on Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, or go to my Twitter.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To the Sons of Liberty, got Bradley and Jake. We are broadcasting live out of Costa Mesa, California from KBRT. And we just wanted to tell you guys thank you very much for having us in-house again. And with that, folks, we've been talking about the liberal whack that I dealt with in Washington, D.C. this week. And it's absolutely astounding, the ignorance. And it's not, folks, it's not sins of omission. They're sins of commission. They know exactly what they're doing. They hate who we are. And I told them, I said, hey, listen, if you want us to, what we can do is we can just, I don't know, we can gather a little offering for you. And we can send you over to a communist nation like, sure, Russia, because if that's
what
you
show.
Yeah, totally.
Go do your radio show over there. See how it goes.
Yeah. But anyways, let me give you a little history again, friends. Max Jukes, an atheist, lived a godless life. This was back in the 1700s. He married an ungodly girl. And from their union, there was 310 paupers, bums, 150 criminals, an assorted version, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. This is an atheist, Max Jukes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And friends, again, keep in mind, this is a lot of money in the 1700s. Oh, let's flip that coin. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, a preacher of righteousness. His name was Jonathan Edwards. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, if you've heard that before, friends.
Great Awakening preacher.
Big time. Yeah. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known dissidents of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers. Lawyers back then was a good thing, not a bad thing, friends. 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, one vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries, and his descendants. Oh, descendants. Well, but come on. You know what, guys? Let's just get this out of the way right now. Seriously. Because when you talk about Old English, I'm not even trying to save face on this. But how many times do we go back and forth on words where there's a certain way you'd say it in Old English, and then you would say it a different way in Modern English? And it's like, wait, that's not the proper way to say it. Have you ever spoke to an English person and their English is so proper, it's just almost like, whoa, I feel stupid around this guy? I've never felt stupid around somebody like that. But, okay, we'll go to descendants. Descendants. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Amen. Proverbs 10:7.
Oh, and it's
so how do you argue with that?
Don't.
Christian man versus the
or
atheist.
You know, matter of fact, in setting up one of these interviews, I get the opportunity to speak to a lot of these talking heads around the country. That's the first thing that we'll say. And even at these meetings we've done, we've been in California, we did the Tea Party, we did the Businessmen's Fellowship, down in San Diego. And basically what happens is if they can't get you to say it, then they'll make you say it by twisting your tape. They do it to Zimmerman, they do it to us.
Yeah.
Do it on their blogs. But then there comes a certain point where people start to see how real this is. They're under attack. You don't sleep in war. And that's the last column that Bradley just did. Are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? This was happening then. Continues to happen, historically speaking.
Let me go back to this point that I was just making a couple minutes ago. And I talked a little bit about this last week, but every time I do the articles on WND, our producer, Heather, which is Jake's wife, what happens is I give the pith and marrow of the letter. And what happens is she fleshes out the letter. And then me and her go through that letter probably 20 to 30 times. And every single time, almost without fail, guess what happens? Bradley, you say it the other way. Or you say it this way, or you don't say it that way, or that's not proper English. And it's like, wait a second, but when you read Old English, it's bizarre. But I read so much Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon, a lot of the Reformers, Martin Luther's. Martin Luther is not even as difficult as Charles Spurgeon, because I used to have a hard time reading him 15 years ago, but now that's my food. I mean, that's what I feed on almost daily besides the Word of God. And the Bible that I read is King James as well. But you can get into the Geneva where they had the F's were S's and S's were F's, and it's completely backwards. Or you read the Primer, and it's like, whoa, wait a second. Or some are so properly educated in Old English that everything that you would say, like later on in a sentence, they would say at the beginning of the sentence, not at the end of the sentence. It's weird. That's why, by the way, that's why some people don't like King James Version.
Can I encourage people to read your column at WorldNet Daily?
Yeah, but that's not my point.
You can go to Facebook, too, and find it. Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. It is important that we understand right now, at this particular time. I'm going to give you some feedback.
Now, you do know that patriots. I even had a guy say, Bradley, you're using the word promulgate. Well, promulgate means to proclaim. And because it's an old English word that's used quite a bit back in the day, well, they're used to hearing the word proclamation or proclaiming.
Mm-hmm.
So when I use promulgate, well, you're saying, that the wrong way. Well, it's not that I'm saying it the wrong way. It's just how you read today, how you've been educated today. So,
wow.
And really what I'm trying to say is I'm a lot smarter than you guys are. And I am totally kidding.
And I want you to read his next column. As a matter of fact, the Young Patriots, we want to thank them. They carry these columns as well. It's not just WorldNet Daily. There's between 20 and 25 different outlets that are picking these up now. And this just happened since the beginning of the year. Wow, what an article, said Carly Hill. She's the editor of Young Patriots. I've got to tell you, I've listened to y'all's radio show the other day.
Y'all's.
And man, you guys are just awesome. You are unashamedly speaking the truth. It is so refreshing. refreshing. Praying for you guys, and again, so honored in capital letters to partner with you guys. I've been listening to the podcast, the shows I've missed. Bradley is such a breath of truthful and fresh air, said Mark Lemon from Pennsylvania. He really gives hope to me, finally knowing more of my rights and constitutional duties of fighting for our country. No wonder the other side wants to keep things quiet, because when you start to become effective, all you do is bring light. If you're in a dark room and you bring in a candle, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you sound like. Most of the time, it doesn't matter what you smell like. People are going to go to that light. And folks, we sound decent. We smell decent. We take showers every single day. But that light is Christ that everybody is hearing through these radio broadcasts. As a matter of fact, I want to leave with Dave McGee. He said, I first found about y'all from the news stories about the incident of the school in Iowa. We don't just talk and bring this light in the radio studios, folks. We are traveling the country. This happened to be at a high school assembly that happened in Dunkerton, Iowa. This is how Dave found out about us. He said, I was blown away. I was so excited to see a Christian rock group, because we use a band when we go reach the next generation. It's a Christian band, JunkyardProfit.com. So fearless and dedicated. He wasn't used to that. Christians aren't fearless and dedicated in Dave's world. Well, they are, Dave, because Christ is alive forevermore, and that spirit of Christ runs through his kids. Y'all need to come to the southern Mississippi sometime. I wanted to bring that up for a reason.
Y'all.
We'll travel to southern Mississippi. As a matter of fact, next month we'll be in Florida. We're in California right now. At the end of next month, we'll be in northern California. We will travel, folks. If you've got light and you got fire going, we'll go and participate and bring the giftings that God has gifted us with.
No man has gone before.
That's right. Or if there is men there, folks, we will go. We will travel because that's our part in this whole thing.
But we need you to understand that you have to do your part when we leave.
That's right. And in saying that, we also need you to do your part. If you can't travel with us, you can send us. We're a nonprofit ministry. We raise all of our own support through donors like yourselves. Generous people that realize that America is worth fighting for, and they're willing to fight and put their money where their mouth is, whether that be by speaking on the street corner, engaging in the political process, engaging in the pastoral process, or the religious process, or engaging in donating so that we can continue to bring this light, folks. We bear fruit to your account. We cannot do this without your help, and we appreciate you. So if you want us to travel to Mississippi, Dave, and you're listening right now, he's one of our friends on Sons of Liberty Radio, we will travel there. But folks, we need your help. Also, too, I want to draw your attention. You need to like the page on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've gotten hundreds of likes in the past 2 weeks. You also have a phone app. You can listen to us on your smartphone 24/7. We're also on TuneIn.com. Now, many of you always ask, I get emails from time to time, I get LinkedIn requests. How do I hear you? How do I hear you? You can go to Conservative Radio app as well. And also, too, sign up for our weekly update email. This will give you video footage of where we're at, what we're traveling, the videos that we're doing, things that we're doing, ways that we're engaging. It also keeps you up to breath on all the columns that we're producing and ways of new products that we produce, and also ways that you can keep in the loop with what the Sons of Liberty are doing. There's a new package called Becoming a Son or Daughter of Liberty. I want to draw your attention to that right now because it's important. We're all sons and daughters of liberty. We want you to be engaged in this battle right along with us. And the way you can do that is go right onto our website. There's a banner on it, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's called Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty on the right-hand side. Above that is Purchase the My War Series. It's all the equipping you need. We sold out of My War DVD series here in the past two speaking events we've done in Southern California. We're out of them right now.
And you can share the My War, too. We've gotten rid of 50,000 of them, friends.
You got it. The Price CD. So the products are flying. Now, we do have more at our storehouse. I'm just saying, when we tour and Bradley speaks, we're out. We sell out of these products. Had two pastors come up and buy the rest of the comic books. We talked about the comic books last week and all the people that love them. You can also donate $100 today and get a free silver dollar.
Not just for kids anymore.
Graphic novels to speak of. As a matter of fact, the gentleman who became a Christian, he was a Filipino artist, used to do for DC Comics and Marvel. He said, you know what? I need to use my talents for Christ and for God. So he teamed up with Bradley and did this phenomenal comic book of Bradley's life story of how there is hope. He also gave us the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, and our Founding Fathers in comic book version. I've never seen Thomas Jefferson in comic book version. I've heard some of the ways that they produce Thomas Jefferson's sayings. That might be kind of comical, but this is comic book version. Folks, get involved. Be a part of the fight. Support our cause for justice. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, the banner on the left.
Okay. No, we're good. We're good. Go ahead and finish up, Jake.
Yep. Also, too, the text art. We want to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. The text art. If It would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, it says, lest we, like Germany in the 30s, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our apathy and lack of repentance to our own demise. Folks, like that on WND?
It's on the front page of WND right now, WorldNet Daily, friends, and it is getting literally knocked out of the park. So, folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
I'm the host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, and for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Costa Mesa, California, and just wanted to give a high five to KBRT in California. Thank you for housing us.
Huh? That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Friends, I just wanted to give you the full text as to what Ben Franklin said. He said when he wrote a pamphlet called Information to Those Who Would Remove to America or Move to America, it was intended to be a guide for Europeans who were thinking of relocating in America. And in it, he said, listen carefully, this is Ben Franklin. Hence, bad examples to youth are more rare in America. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Amen. That's what happens when that light is shining bright. Darkness don't want to come around.
Oh, slow the roll, dog. I'm not done yet. He said, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. And he said, to this may be truly added that serious religion, Christian religion, under its various denominations. Oh, by the way, Christian churches, 300 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over any other
thing. Yeah, I just thought I'd share that. Inconvenient truth, yeah. As he said, to this may... be truly added that serious religion under its various denominations is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there. Infidelity, unfaithfulness, you know, in marriage. Rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country, speaking of America, without having their piety shocked by meeting with either an atheist or an infidel.
You know, and it brings it back to the pilgrims. Why did they come over here in the first place?
Man.
That's
yeah.
right. Why did they come over here in the first place? It was religious liberty and the ability to be able to worship one's God without the persecution of the Church of England. These were Christian people. That's what started this country. Benjamin Franklin was just reiterating. And he was the fruit and the product of.
Yeah. Yeah, let me just give these atheists another little inconvenient truth. Friends, I'm empowering you. I'm putting your feet back on the two pillars. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Here's another one for you. Motto for Harvard College. You got to sit down, friends, unless you're driving around. You got to really sit down. Listen carefully. This is the motto for Harvard. For Christ and the Church, for the glory of Christ. Oh, I could feel that. Oh, my gosh. No, what? Hey, listen, you got to keep attacking the Sons of Liberty because, man, they're blowing our cover.
Yep.
They hate, man. You can't do that. The Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hidden that shall not be made known. And if the church would do their job, they wouldn't have a chance. That's with their lies.
You just said it, 300 to 1.
Yes.
What in the world are those 300 to every one church of a different religion?
Mm.
When I say religion, outside of Christianity, what are they doing? Harvard, this is still in stone, that quote.
Yes,
that
it is.
Said.
I believe it's on the West Wall, I'm guessing, though.
If you go further than that, Harvard was started by Congregationalists. The purpose for Harvard was to train ministers of the gospel.
No, say it to atheists. Like anybody cares what the atheist has to say.
Let every student be plainly instructed and consider well, was Harvard's directives to its students, that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning.
And for those that didn't know, Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court, is the one that actually... You ready for this? Queerified Harvard Elementary. She is a radical lesbian. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was only one person.
What else you got? How about Princeton? Let's hear that one really quick, Jake. I'm at a Christian radio station right now, and I just heard a couple minutes ago, friends, that Christians aren't supposed to be involved in politics.
Really?
Really. Politics is what? It's the science of government. Science is the study of creation.
Yeah.
Exodus 18:21 shows that God gave government through Moses. That's why Moses is
for the people.
On all these buildings through Exodus 18:21, republicanism and the professed church in America, Jake, is trying to figure out if they should be involved in politics.
We need to pray. We need to pray that God will take care of things because he's coming back soon.
Let's flip that coin. Tens of thousands of people protesting this ungodly government that's at war with God today, friends, saying enough of murder, friends, through abortion.
That's exactly
good
right.
Good for you guys. Praise God. That's how we win the day.
Those numbers are growing. And just like Matt Saver from Liberty Council said, they're going to be anathema. They're going to be gone. These
Cursed.
Judges that think they're above the law.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be above the law.
He said they will lose.
Princeton was started by a Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel. Anybody remember John Knox?
Knock it off,
Presbyterians,
Jake.
Geneva.
Knock it off. It's too much, man. It's overkill.
Two signers of the Declaration went there.
Jake, if you keep saying that, how are they to survive? How are they to feed their families?
As a matter of fact, it's where James Madison got such wisdom to write the preface and the beginning and the outline for the Constitution of the United States.
He was known as the father of our Constitution, friends. Yes.
John Witherspoon, who was actually the president of Princeton. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. And he educated many of our signers
of
the Constitution.
Yeah.
He required of his students, every student shall attend worship in the college hall mornings and evenings.
Oh, man, I got to go to church today. It's Sunday.
Every day, twice a day, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for the religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them.
Didn't John Witherspoon, the signer of the Declaration of Independence and president of Princeton University, also say, Jake, he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, Christianity? He said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate right not to call him an enemy to his country.
Ouch.
Atheists are enemies to the American cause, friends.
Again, folks, you read this column this week on sonslibertyradio.com, you are going to see this. You are under attack by these people.
What's that next one?
Yale. Admonished. It was also started by a congregation.
Now, was it actually pronounced Yale or Y'all?
I'm not really sure. I think it's Yale. I always thought
I would,
it's Yale.
Listen. If I went back and talked to the Puritans, they would say it differently, man.
I'll spell it Y-A-L-E.
Jake sitting over saying probably descendants. Okay.
Should we talk about Yale?
Yes,
admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies.
Talking about college mottos?
That's right.
Say it again, Jake.
Which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, this was a requirement of Yale. All scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's word. That's the Bible, folks.
Yes.
Diligently reading the scriptures and constantly attending all of the duties of religion.
Huh.
We're a different religion.
See, but you know what people are mostly today, especially the younger generations, they're just sick and tired of people saying that they love them and not seeing actions behind them. And yet George Washington, the first Christian president of the United States, said deeds, not words.
Right.
And he aligned that, of course, from Scripture when he had found that on 1 John 3:18 in the New Testament. And Jesus said we're not to love through the Holy Spirit, said we are not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. That's where he got that from. So there's the parallel. And if we would just come back to doing rather than just talking, I'll tell you what, we could win the day. But my point was this. The younger generation is sick and tired of the lip service.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, younger generation, so is Christ.
Okay.
He said to the older generation, he said to the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why the Sons of Liberty are growing exponentially, my friends? Because people want to see in action Christianity. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. I'm so tired of hearing professed Christians say, oh, the Lord's hiding me. What is he hiding you from? He's hiding you for the purpose of what he created you for?
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, that's not
Christianity
cool.
is not about what we take from this world, but it's what we bring to this world. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That's not an inward, friends, going to you. It's going through you to the world. And that is the whole purpose the church has been called, is to go out there and to seek and save that which is lost. And for all those that think they are being hid, by God, for some reason, I just want to tell you this. Jesus said to the religious people of the day, and he said to his apostles, his disciples, he said, hey, listen, don't think that the Lord is saying to you, you know, there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, no, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the harvest field. So let's get that straight.
Yep, look upon them. It reminds me of, you know, when you talk about this hiding thing. There's a parable that Christ gave.
Remember we were street preaching once, and a lady in the back said, she was sitting way in the back. Oh, this is just great. This is, praise the Lord, Jesus.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
You know that. But keep in mind, friends, Jesus is the one that said, if you're lukewarm, I'll puke you out of your mouth. These people, man, they exemplify the definition of what he was talking about. It's like, get away from me. She was bragging, oh, this is wonderful. But, well, you can go up there and preach too, lady. You know what she said? No, the Lord's hiding me. Oh, now it's your turn.
That's right.
And you ain't ready yet. How old are you? About 135 years old? Are you going to wait for another 135 years?
Wait for you to study even better in America?
Right.
It reminds me of the parable where the servant who received his talent from the Lord, he said, well, Lord, I went and hid your talent that you gave me. Christ looked at him and cast him away and gave the talent that he had to those that would do.
What did he say of God, though? He said, you're an austere man. You're too hard, Lord.
Yep.
He said, you're too hard on me.
Yep.
No, you better understand that, because Jesus is a man of authority when he was incarnate in the flesh. And he spoke as one boldly, friends.
He's
that means forward to danger. Yes.
That's right.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk to you in 23 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow, which will be Saturday, live from Minnesota.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.